Our guest of the cafe this morning is Commerce Mayor Wyman Williams. Wyman, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
And we visit with Wyman after the city council meets each month. And you all, for the first time in quite some time, actually met together in the same room and actually had a traditional face-to-face meeting.
Right. That's the first time since last March that we have had an open meeting face-to-face, and we intend to continue to do that. We have made some modifications to how the room is set up, and it is, I believe, very safe for a limited number of people, and we certainly wore masks and were socially distanced.
Uh-huh. And the city, and you also made a decision here recently to at least partially reopen the city hall for business.
Right, and it's by appointment, and it actually started yesterday. So if you have city business, call and make an appointment, and you will be allowed to go in and do business face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
It has been on a limited basis for certain issues that people have gone in, but generally for most of our business has been handled on the phone or online.
Yeah. All right, so some progress there, and that's encouraging. Now, conversation also last night having to do with the hotel and conference center that has been discussed, and we've talked about this on a number of occasions. And chatting with you before we turn the mics on, I understand there's a location south of the CVS on 24 that's being considered for that?
Well, this was a report from our city manager who had a meeting with university officials about the possibility of utilizing this incentives to build a hotel and conference center, possibly on university property south of CVS, since it could be a part of other developments the university is working on in that area. It would be quite compatible. However, there are many issues related to how to utilize the incentive that the legislature gave to our city 2 years ago. And anyway, it's a part of our new city manager, Howdy Lesenby, getting familiar with the topics that we have discussed recently and with the university. And there are several things that we'll talk about that deal with city and university issues.
Mm-hmm. And there's also the idea that this would involve the facility would have something to do with agricultural activities.
Right. There's a proposal, and it has to do with the legislature acting to fund an ag education center that would be in that south of CVS area on Highway 24, and also a potential sports arena that would not be legislatively funded. But those are things that would bring people to our town that would really benefit by increased hotel capacity.
What kind of sports arena?
Well, there's the actually replacing the events that the Fieldhouse currently holds.
Eventually, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Well, that
so there are plans the university is looking at long term, and the idea of utilizing this incentivized hotel conference center is attractive, and we will discuss it more.
I see. So, again, all of this is in the early discussion stage.
Oh, yeah.
At this point.
Nothing's decided.
Yeah.
Just getting our new city manager up to date on who is interested in what.
Yeah. We're going to run out of time before too much longer, but there's, and again, this is something that's been discussed for quite some time, but you had further conversation about it this week, a dog park.
Yeah, this is a result of a group who came to the council, goodness, a year and a half ago, I guess, wanting to raise money for a dog park that would be located in one of the city parks. And last night we discussed the potential of placing it or designating an area in Centennial Park. However, the discussion was tabled so we could get back with the fundraising group and talk about a location at the old city park. But they feel like they can be much more successful in fundraising if the city will actually designate an area, and then there's a potential the city might go ahead and fence that off.
Mm-hmm. And a dog park is just a place where people could take their dogs and dogs could romp and play and have a good time. So that'd be a wonderful thing for everyone who has a dog. Mm-hmm. And then we're, again, just up against time here, but election, of course, coming up again, and so it's going to be May 1st, but the deadline for people to file for two city council places is coming up fairly soon.
February 12th, we have from now until February 12th to receive applications for two places, one that's currently held by Becky Thompson, and the other is held by Gene Lockhart. Mr. Lockhart has decided he will not run again. Ms. Thompson has already signed up for another term.
So February 12th is the deadline, and then the election will be on May the 1st. Yeah. All right. So, Wyman, a busy night, and it's good to know that you all are meeting in person once again. That's progress. So
well, and we also have repaired our video equipment, and we will be actually on a YouTube access so everyone can watch it.
Okay, very good. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Again, over
Thank
the phone
you,
line.
Mark.
Wyman Williams, Mayor of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.